You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Mikel Antonio to score and West Ham to win was 14-5, now 4-1. Christian Stuani to score and Middlesbrough to win was 6-1, now 8-1. Derek, surely West Ham have got to start winning again soon. It's driving me mad, actually. I'm just happy they're not on TV this week, Derek, because my dad's a big West Ham fan, and I foolishly agreed to watch these games with him. And every single time they go behind, Derek, he always asks me what price I think West Ham should be, to which I respond, no price is big enough. He still backs them, and they still keep getting beaten. And the defending in that match last weekend was really laughable, and Mark Noble got stuck into them afterwards. There was one moment in that game against Southampton where Arbeloa and Ogbonna, they would stood on each other's toes, and I think it was Shane Long, whoever it was, Charlie Austin, I think it was, went through and they scored easily. West Ham looked so bad at the moment. They've got to come good at some point.
Well, you know, I said that about Stoke earlier in the bulletin, and I know why, because Stoke will definitely come good because they've got the players there. But I'm looking at West Ham now, and unless Payet is firing, and he isn't, I just don't see anything from them. You might get a far post header from Antonio, but other than that, their threat is nil. And I it's not often I'll back Middlesbrough because I don't think they look dangerous enough going forward. But playing West Ham now, it's a gimme. It's a three-pointer. But earlier in the season, Borough might have thought, yeah, we're playing West Ham. We get a point there. That'll do as well. They'll be looking for 3 points here because West Ham are bereft of everything. Confidence, ability, inspiration. The manager seems shot to pieces. They're playing at home and it's no advantage for them. And, you know, on a ground that the fans all hate and probably the players do too. This is a team just waiting to be beaten, looking for an excuse to down tools. And I think Middlesbrough are a big price. I didn't think I'd say that about a Middlesbrough team at just over 2-1 away from home, but I really believe that this weekend.
They are playing reasonably well, Tom, without picking up points, Middlesbrough, at the moment.
They're scoring goals. I mean, they've scored in the last three. I think it's been a bit of a wake-up, you know, and a wake-up call for them in the Premier League, obviously, with the last three matches that they've had. But with regard to West Ham, I mean, 7 goals conceded in the last 2 home matches. You know, they've been out partying till the early hours this week, which, you know, the manager even said was his idea. And talking about stats, and these are the ones I like, they've allowed 32 shots on target from inside the area. That's more than 14 other Premier League clubs in total. Now, if anything tells you about how easy it is at the moment to play against West Ham, to get into the box and get your shots away, it's that statistic there. I mean, Southampton, it was like a training match at times. I couldn't believe that, you know, professional footballers supposedly, you know, playing in the best league in the world could make some of the mistakes that they were making. And as you said, they were on each other's toes. They seemed to have no shape. There was no organisation. And Southampton, by that point, were strolling into the box. And Middlesbrough now, I mean, I don't think they kind of have to win. But I think in the context of where West Ham are at the moment, they'll be going to target the win. I think at any other point, you know, if this was at Upton Park last season, Ita Karan could be saying, hey, get a point, good result, move on. Because Middlesbrough don't have a good record in London. But now they've got to go there and target the win. The only concern for Middlesbrough is the lack of goals that they are scoring. And they've never really looked potent for a period of time in any of the matches that they've played. And I know they've scored in the last three, but they've only scored one. And I think one goal might be enough for them this weekend. I can't be backing West Ham. I'd take Middlesbrough on the draw no better, 11-8. I think it just worries me a little bit, Middlesbrough scoring goals. I think if I'd seen a bit more evidence of them being able to get 2 and 3, then I'd be a little bit more confident on them, but I'm just a little bit more reserved. But I've absolutely no faith in West Ham at all. It's just whether Middlesbrough can break them down.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.